What's up, y'all? It's Steve Ewing here, and I'm hanging out on the Blues Hockey Podcast.
Welcome back to the Blues Hockey Podcast. Your host, Jason, along with Chris.
Yo!
All right. We're back after summer off.
Yeah.
So we'll go over our summers. At least mine was very okay. Chris is picked up, obviously.
It's been a little busy.
Due to COVID not being over, but you know what we mean by that.
Just, yep.
Chris picked up a second job.
Yes, an official second job.
So you can probably hear Chris on the radios.
Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., I'm telling you, 4:30 in the morning, that alarm rings early. Doesn't matter what time you go to bed. 4:30 in the morning is an early wake up call. Mm-hmm.
Dark outside and just
yeah. I mean, it's rolling. It's an easy drive, but it's. I never thought I would see myself back in front of a microphone as a real job, and certainly not doing morning drive. But when the opportunity to do mornings at a station like KSHE presents itself, it's
kind of a no-brainer.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty simple answer there. So get here, Chris, every morning, Monday through Friday.
Yep.
Doing the stuff with AD and Jenna in the morning. So
yes.
Congrats on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, not much here for podcast news. We just kind of doing our thing. So bit of housekeeping news. So if you need to get a hold of us, any of the socials is the way to do it now. Our website's officially donezo.
Okay.
For a numerous amount of reasons. One, doesn't work for some reason. So can't get a hold of the guy to host it and he can't fix it. So it's done.
If you go
to it, it's going to say nothing's there. So apologies to anybody use that for the listening to, because according to the stats, a couple of you do. So if you get a chance, check us out on, you'll hear all where to check us out, the usuals. But any podcasting app that allows me to do it on Spotify,
yep,
it's linked on there. So even ones
RIP Stitcher.
Yeah, a bunch of them. Yeah, yep. Stitcher is not there anymore, but I mean, I think it was listed for a while. I don't think it's listed anymore.
Yeah.
But anything else out there, you can find us. So if you need to get to the website, it's not going to be there. So we're still here.
We're on the socials.
Yeah, check all the socials out. X/whatever Twitter. We do have a Threads account. Blues Hockey Podcast. We haven't posted there yet, but has made one just to have in case.
In case Twitter starts charging.
Yeah, so you can find us wherever. We'll get there eventually. So Blues over the summer, not as active as kind of like the podcast. Not as active as we'd like to be, but at the same time, a couple things got done. We talked about some of the stuff already. Like obviously the Blues picked up Kevin Hayes, not trading Torey Krug.
Tried to.
Not really bringing in too many guys free agent wise.
Were you shocked how quiet the Blues were?
No, I think that because this to me was like, we're going to, they were set. They're pretty much going to maybe plug in a guy here or there. Like, they signed Sundquist. Great. That was the one that was kind of like, I hope they do because they need to get that fourth line back to where it was. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's always like, you think of Blues, and obviously we've talked about it at length. This Blues fans love. They're grinders and fourth liner guys.
Yes.
As always, as we all do. I do love Sundquist, and that dude just loves the city, which is why I wanted the guy to get back.
I think it's a great pickup.
And that's me. Like, that's why I always like was sad when David Perron left, because that dude legit loves it here. And somebody who like falls in love with the city for not being here is always one of those where, and he wants to be on the team. That's to me is always like, well, I want that guy on my team as long as it can works. And obviously Sundquist fills a need.
Yes.
You got the guy who's a fourth line center now. Fourth line looks to be rounding into shape. So
agreed.
We'll see how that turns out. We got a bunch of little things to go over. Just talking about the Blues. We talked about some minor things done in the off season, such as PTOs. Broadcast, new color guy. not talking about. We'll talk about that when we get to the preseason games. That'll be my little rant. But we'll go into there. So early on, the Blues, after picking up Kevin Hayes, not trading Torey Krug, not really doing much, they decided to just get a couple of little things done. This, I'm going to mess his name up. You ready? Biaka Batuga.
Sure.
After he impressed with the Blues in the offseason, they gave him a 3-year minor league deal. So they signed him another defenseman to add to the thing, which is nice. Signed another PTO, and his name is, I had it in my head, there it is right there. His name is Isaac Ratcliffe. He was 24, was in the Philadelphia system, had 20 points last year. We'll see if it works out. He's a former second round pick, so you never know. Fine. The big news is, we'll always talk about this. So the Blues obviously looking for a new TV color guy. Darren Pang has been at it for over a decade now. Kind of following the footsteps of when I was younger, the guy that I remember was Joe Micheletti.
Sure.
So that's like me. Like, it was Ken Wilson, Joe Micheletti, the two that you remember. Micheletti moved on to – he's jumped around to all the New York teams, I believe. He was with the Rangers for a while. I think he's with the Islanders right now.
I believe you're correct.
So, but yeah, he was a bunch of teams up there, and he was like the guy. So Pang comes in after being – kind of the national guy for quite a bit.
And doing stuff for Phoenix.
Yeah, and he basically was a Phoenix before this, and the Phoenix let him go. Signed with St. Louis, was here for a long 14 time.
14 years, I believe?
Yeah. Remember the last time his contract was up, it was like a 2-year thing he needed, right before COVID, I think it was, that he had to go to the press again, basically, to say, like, yeah, I don't have a contract. And then, you know, basically the social media basically put the pressure on Bally's. Bally's is going through some stuff now.
Indeed they are.
So they're basically trying to get sold. Their Sinclair Group is bankrupt, not making payments to the MLB, NBA, NHL. So they're not getting paid for much of this right now, like their rights fees.
Right.
So I knew this was not going to end well for Darren Pang.
Sadly, I did too.
Unless he was going to just take a lowball amount. But if there's other teams that are state, like Chicago uses... I say their own network, but I forgot. They're not WGN anymore.
No, they're not. That's the Cubs. There is a network, and I don't remember what
it's like. Is it an NBC network that they go through?
I don't remember. It does have a Chicago name, and I forget what it's called, but it's not WGN.
Yeah. They have their own. But they basically sign. So he signs there.
It makes sense, man. He used to be a Blackhawk. Yeah. As much as I hate to see him go, and especially hate to see him go to the Blackhawks, it's a great fit for him.
Honestly, not a far move. I mean, if you think about it, you're from St. Louis to Chicago.
It's 5 hours.
Yeah. So, like you said, he's from there, but he like played there. So the familiarity is there. Remember, he played during the winter, the alumni series, where he played goal for the Blackhawks during that thing. And so that was always like a fun thing to see. So. Sad to see him go just because he was literally the best. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Like,
I agree.
He's the best color guy in the league. And, like, I listen to every single color guy. But if you do national games, best national color guy by a long shot.
I agree. I've said that part of what made me fall in love with hockey outside of the Blues was listening to Doc Emmerich and Darren Pang call games. And there's a reason why they do the Olympics. There's a reason why they are usually the national playoff guys. They're the national call team for the Winter Classic. Any big hockey showcase, it's usually, until he retired, Doc and Darren Pang. I would listen to those guys announce golf if they put them on that. Like, there's just something about those two guys together that is amazing, like their knowledge, their passion about the game. It's just fun to listen to.
Yeah, so it's always fun. So that sucks to lose him, and just I think it's coupled with the Blues not being great. It makes it harder. I think like the kind of season they had, the first
really
down season in a long time.
I agree.
I think that made it like harder for Blues fans to be like, oh, great, we were awful. And now the thing to look forward to is like what are our prospects going to do compared to okay, we're going to hopefully win a Stanley Cup this year. Unfortunately, that's not going to be the talk for another 3 years, I would say. Depending on how things work out, man, like they have to get some more. Like the talent they have there is okay, but that the defense is not.
I could see
caliber. Like, you got to get some younger guys back.
Yeah, right? I see the Blues and the Nashville Predators, and we'll talk about this when we do our Blues preview show. Down our but I see the Blues and the Predators fighting for that playoff, for that wild card spot.
Yeah, I will. Like I said, we'll get into a ton more when we actually get to it, which is going to be a later podcast. We'll do the real quick. What we're going to do? We're going to do an East preview, a West preview. And then a just Blues-centric preview. So it'll be three different shows, and with a lot of information each one, we're just going to roll through all that. So that's the plan. In the past, we did like by division and stuff, and that, like, I think we just, I think it was focused on a lot of people want to see what the West and the Blues do. So East, we have somebody who, our buddy Rick, will be with us to do East preview, since he's from Pittsburgh, currently in Pittsburgh, and can give us a lot more insight into a lot of the Eastern Conference teams that me and Chris don't have.
Correct.
So we'll have that. West, we'll do our thing, and then we'll have, like we always do, have a guest in for the Blues preview. So, yeah, the Blues just, it's just one of those years, and it's a limbo year. It's like, it's a teeter-totter year. They could either be, they could be like enough to make a playoff spot, or I can easily see them like bottoming out, which is, is what I prefer to get another, an elite prospect in the system, and then you're hopefully off to the races.
I think we'll know what this season is going to be in the first 15 games.
Yeah, that's probably correct. If you think about it.
You know, I know that a lot of people want to jump on the Chicago bandwagon, and Bedard's going to be solid. He's going to get his points. That team's still going to be real bad.
Yeah. They don't have goalie, they don't have defense.
Nope. I think Winnipeg is going to be pretty bad.
Yeah, I think they're in limbo too. They got two of their goalie and their star center are gone. Be probably going to be gone after this year. So they're going to have to trade those guys. They already lost their prized. They traded Laine for Dubois. Yep. Lost him for a couple of decent guys in LA, but not much.
Yeah, and then Arizona, I don't know. I think they're going to be crap.
That Logan Cooley goal though.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I think the top three are the teams you expect. I think it's going to be Colorado, Dallas, Minnesota. And then you look at the Blues and Nashville as kind of those teams in the middle. Like,
I think Winnipeg, if they keep Hellebuck and Shifley through the whole season, I think they'll be in the conversation too. They trade them sometime before then yeah.
I've never been a Winnipeg believer. I just am not a believer in that team. Yeah. And I feel like Minnesota, until they figure out how to win, are the same thing for me.
That's true. They've been kind of 50-50. Like, they have a really good year, then like an okay year, and whatever. So, back to what we were talking about. So, color guy.
Yeah.
It was rumored for a bunch of different guys, local guys, which is going to be the way to go, just to, I think, contract. You can get somebody who's cheaper than what Darren Pang would be.
100%.
So it came down in which is I thought was happen is, and so Jamie Rivers is going to be your fellow Hubbard, Hale Hubbard employee.
Yep.
So Jamie Rivers named the new TV color guy, which I think Jamie Rivers is very good in analytically. For me, that's good. For me, because that's just how I think about the game. Darren Pang always brought the personality and that. So I think once Rivers is on there a lot, I think Darren Pang didn't become Darren Pang in like season one or two.
No, of course not.
So I think I'm willing to give Rivers a chance to develop that personality and that kind of thing.
I think
be that way.
What Rivers will also bring that Pang brought, but Rivers will have a much more modern appeal to, or modern sense of it, is what it's like to be in an NHL locker room. You know, he played hockey not too terribly long ago. Certainly more recent than Darren Pang did. So I think that you still get the thoughts of what's going through a player's mind, you know, what they're thinking, you know, in any given situation at any point of a game. And that's something that when you're a color commentator, you want, you know, it's easy to sit there and bark out, you know, stats or things like that. But when you have someone who's been there and he's done that and can give you the insight to what it's like to be in an NHL locker room, to what it's like to be on the ice in the last 2 minutes of a game when you're either protecting the lead or trying to tie a game up. That's what you want out of a color guy, and I think that Jamie Rivers is going to be phenomenal at that.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to see what he brings. So radio team is still there, as we've solved in the preseason games. Kerber and Vitaly.
Sure is.
We'll talk about that when we get to the preseason games. We'll make our way there. The studio team is pretty much the same. Yep. Alexa Datt, Scott Warman, they're there. Bernie Federko is back again.
Yep.
So obviously the Rivers usually was that position. They brought in somebody else. So Jamal Mayers,
which is awesome,
was be filling in. So still a local guy.
Yeah.
I know he coaches some youth hockey and stuff like that. So my favorite Jamal Mayers story.
Go ahead.
I think you might have told you this before. I might have told this on the podcast, but we'll do it again since we brought up Jamal Mayers. So the Blues used to do that. They dream night with the Blues when they were not great team, and you would go to side pockets out there in St. Charles next to the Bass Pro. They had a bunch of stations set up so you can play like bubble hockey. You can just get an autograph. You can play like NHL 90, NHL like 05 or whatever it was at the time.
Sure.
And I was in an adjoining booth. So like you're all on top of each other because it's very compact in there. So my buddies was playing NHL, whatever, and it was Jamal Mayers. So they had Blues versus Blues, whatever. So they came in and had a shot, and in goal was Jason Bekashua.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So he made a save, and Jamal Mayers like, oh, man, what a save by Cash. He would make that save in real life, but, you know. And just me and my buddy just lost it, and I kind of like lightly overheard that, and it was just. So I think Jamal Mayers, look at that story. So anyway.
And Jamal Mayers, just for what it's worth, is a hell of an analyst. He's been doing NHL Network stuff for the last handful of years, and he's really insightful.
Okay.
So him coming and doing in-studio stuff for the Blues is going to be a really great addition to that team.
That's good. So I'm really looking forward to see what they do there. So that's going to be the going forward, I think, until this Bally's thing is figured out.
Yeah.
For now, they're on Bally's. A very sexy 69 games will be broadcast on Bally's. 13 national games all over the place. So you can go to the Blues website to look up all those. All over the place. ESPN, Hulu, all, you know, a couple NBC games. So whatever. The next thing I'll get into is also Hale Hubbard. So the Blues are doing a 5-year extension with 101 ESPN.
Yep.
So good stuff there. They do good on there. And this is not, maybe you can get more of this than I can. The AM format doesn't seem to be great anymore for sports.
Well, the problem
outside of the Cardinals, because it's like a legacy thing.
Absolutely.
But
the Cardinals belong on Cam OS.
But outside of that, you think FM just, and also FM has the more of the.
It's a stronger signal.
Stronger signal. And also, you can literally go to the app, like the NHL app now, and just hit the button now. You don't even need like a radio per se.
It's true.
So
I listen. There's a lot of times where I'm out of town driving, and if I'm in a rental car that doesn't have XM, I'll just link up my phone and pull up the NHL app and hit the listen. And you can get the Blues, you know, you can get the Kerber feed on your phone. You're seeing a lot more sports now. Now that sports radio is moving off of AM signals to FM signals, the days of AM sports are dying. That being said, I think the Cardinals will be on Cam OX until there is either no more Cam OX or no more St. Louis Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And I don't think either of those things are happening anytime in the near or
I think Cam OX will be propped up by the Cardinals.
And vice versa. So yeah, I think they have a fantastic symbiotic relationship that, not to get too deep into the weeds on radio talk because you guys truly don't care, but. Part of the reason why KMOX is such a strong signal is that there's no other station in the country that broadcasts on 1120. It truly is what's called a clear channel station, which means that you don't have to worry about bleed through. The last time the Cardinals were in the World Series, there was a national beat writer for the Major League Baseball who landed in St. Louis at noon and just started driving south to see how far he could get before he lost the signal. And he said that he ended up in New Orleans at the start of the eighth inning and still was able to get Camo X.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why the Cardinals are as big in the Midwest as they are, because the reach of literally Camo X made them that big. So anyway.
My boss grew up in the South and grew up a Cardinals fan. Billy Bob Thornton talks about listening to Camo X in Arkansas. And listening to Cardinals games. Yeah. So that's why there are so many Cardinals fans around the country.
Yeah, and that's just, and obviously technology has changed now, so that's just why. So 101 ESPN, 5-year deal, sounds about right. The Blues did not get through the offseason without a little bit of controversy. So
you could say that.
So it came out a couple weeks ago. about the right after Labor Day, Kasperi Kapanen was arrested for basically drunk driving in Finland. So he has to go back in Finland. It's like in February or something like that. I bet you he'll probably get an extension and show up there when he needs to. He apologized. I'm flat admit he did it. So I'll, as much as it's a stupid thing to do, I will give the man props for at least admitting he was at fault. And hopefully, if he has a problem, hopefully get that. I don't know if he does or not. It could have just been made a bad choice.
Sure. We've all made bad choices.
So Blues have not, there's no disciplinary things for the NHL or the Blues. Nothing's been really said since that day about it. So nothing. I mean, we're just getting into training camp now, so we'll kind of talk about that. But nothing really has come out about it. Just they're kind of moving right along about it right now. Blues right before training camp, though, really excited about training camp and seeing all these defensive battles, who's going to be paired with who, and what happens.
Stop me if you've heard this before.
Tori Krug injured his right foot training. Sounded like it was not going to be great news for him and miss part of the season, but now he was skating as training camp opened this week.
Yeah.
And now it sounds, according to Doug Armstrong, he will get a couple games in before the start of the season. So he might be able to start the season like normal. By like normal, I mean actually in the lineup. But sure. I mean, who knows how he is.
Do you think that this team goes a full year with Tori Krug on it, given all the drama over the offseason?
I saw a couple of predictions on The Athletic about this, and I think you're going to see Krug, one of the four, 6.5 million dollar guys are getting moved during the season.
I don't disagree.
Well, three and then the $4 million Letty. One of those four are getting moved this season. And I said that just based on somebody's going to need a defenseman.
Yep.
A veteran defenseman. And the Blues eat part of the salary for this year, and the next year the salary cap supposedly going up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that will just offset it. And, I mean, they'll basically give two of the four. They'll basically give away for nothing. Maybe Letty is 50-50 for me. That's just me because I don't.
Sure.
But Krug, they tried to give away basically. That didn't work out. Falk still has value. As much as people are going to complain about him, which I've
seen, have no problems with Falk right now.
Falk is fine. I was saying Parayko is the one that people are still complaining about. He has value around the league. How much is the question? I don't know. Right. Not as much as he was coming out of the Stanley Cup year, but
that is true.
Let's be honest. A lot of guys had a lot more value coming out of the Stanley Cup year.
Yeah, so, of course.
Blues had the fun thing, which we like to talk about now, is our prospect pool, just based because that's what we have to look forward to.
Of course.
So the big three that we just drafted are not in camp. That's Dvorsky, Stenberg, and Lindstein.
Yep.
They're just staying over in their league this year. They're only Dvorsky's on, who signed a three-year entry-level deal. The other of them haven't. So we don't really talk about those guys. But guys like Zachary Dean, Zachary Bolduc, will get the bulk of the press this season. Those guys will be probably getting called up this year if they don't make the team. I don't know how they'll make the team. We'll talk about that more during our preview. They didn't do the big showcase this year, like the what's a
icebreaker?
What's the thing they call when they used to do the prospects Traverse City?
Right,
that tournament. They didn't do that this year. They did the Tom Curver's Prospect Showcase. They just played two games.
No relation to Chris.
Correct. They did the. They played Minnesota in the first game, beat the brakes off them.
Yep.
And then they got the brakes beaten off them by Connor Bedard in his first official hat trick. And God, that was everywhere. And I'm like, of course, that'd be against the Blues. And they got destroyed. We'll say this, while all of the prospects look forward to, man, it's nice to have goaltending prospects to actually look forward to. Hofer yes. looked good. And then Hofer's been looking good. But obviously, the Zorinko looked great in the prospect showcase and looked great in the preseason game. And we'll talk about that. We talked about PTOs. I forgot one that just came in right before camp started. Nick Ritchie, which I think is not bad, a PTO. He could be a good fourth liner.
Yeah.
Let's go around hit guys. Cannot score a little bit too for your basic, you know, fourth line extra guy would be perfect if you get him at $700,000. Blues first night. Before we get into the big news, which is the captain, that'll be the bulk of what we're going to talk about. But we'll do the preseason games. Blues did a split squad game the other day, and we'll talk about how this is interesting and for two reasons. One, They played here in St. Louis at 2 o'clock, and then they played in Wichita, Kansas at 7 o'clock.
Correct.
1-3 to 2 here. Lost real bad in Wichita, Kansas, 5-1.
Okay. I wanted to ask about this because I didn't get to see any of the games yesterday, but I pulled up the ESPN box scores.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN had to have this wrong because it looked like the Blues only rostered four forwards in Wichita. And I was like, that has to be wrong.
No, that was definitely wrong. They had a full team, so.
Okay.
Probably, but I mean, it was both. From what I saw, they basically didn't have too many guys. Like, the big line that was there was like Walker, Torpachenko, and somebody else.
Yeah.
So outside of that, it was just a lot of the minor league guys.
Maybe they just didn't have the minor league guys listed. Because I pulled up the roster, and I was like, that's a light bench.
Yeah. So not too many guys really were there. Malcolm Subban did not look great in goal.
You don't say.
So, but to me, I think he's going to be the backup to Zarenko, who played really well in the preseason game. So looking forward to see what he can do because he looked really great again. So if this guy, a seventh-round pick, keeps progressing, cool. I like having two guys in their low 20s who are looks like they're going to be capable NHL goalies that we can have rights to. So one less thing to worry about in the coming years. And you can worry about restocking the forwards and defense and get that thing going. So last but not least is the Blues decide to name a captain, which is funny. Literally a couple days before we have the Athletic, and we kind of read that at the mailbag, and Rutherford said he like doesn't see them naming a captain. And literally day after this article comes out, the Blues announce, hey, you should tune in tomorrow to see who the Blues are going to name their 24th captain. So I was like, oh, so let the speculation begin then. Me and you talked about this back and forth on text.
Mm-hmm.
We had our obvious pick, which was the pick.
Yeah,
but we're kind of like, who else could it be if it's not this person?
I really think it was a two-man race.
Yeah, at the end of the day, and then we had the, if it's this guy, the town's going to riot guy. So we'll start there. The guy that we thought that everybody would like, there'd be a mutiny down at the Enterprise Center if Colton Parayko somehow got to see.
Yeah, you know.
And that's just based on.
This team loves to make defensemen captains. They love to do it. Mm-hmm. And we were talking on KC with Kerry Davis, who does sports for us, about it. And he had mentioned either Parayko or Falk. And Falk's a guy that I hadn't thought about. I wouldn't have been upset if they had picked Justin Falk. But I didn't think that he had enough equity built into the team yet. Whereas Parayko certainly does. I feel like making Parayko the captain would be the same as making Eric Brewer your captain. You're just trying to, you know, put a fancy costume on someone who's really not great and go, no, look, really, he's good. I don't know if I could have handled Colton Parayko as a captain.
Wow. So I'm just kind of looking really quick. The Blues jumped around the captains quite a bit in the late 80s, which I didn't realize this. So they went from this starting in 87, Brian Sutter to Bernie Federico to Rick Mahar. I forgot. I know Scott Stevens was named captain.
Yes.
When he was traded. Then Garth Butcher.
Yep.
Then Brett Hall for a few years.
Yep.
And then
Shane Corson.
Shane Corson, who was after that?
Wayne Gretzky.
Obvious. And after that, the easy one.
McGinnis.
Before that.
Oh, I'm missing someone. Oh, Pronger.
So Pronger and then McInnes. It's weird. Pronger, McInnes. I don't know why McInnes got it for a year. This is very. Somebody can help me with that one. McInnes got it for a year, then went back to Pronger for a year, and then
was it? Did McInnes announce he was retiring before the end of the season?
Because remember he got hit with the stick in the eye, and that's why he retired.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I have to look that up. Somebody can help me out with that one. Dallas Drake, and then of course Eric Brewer, then David Backes. And I'm looking this up real quick.
Then Petro.
Yeah. Then Petro, and then Ryan O'Reilly, and then now Braden Schenn. So, I mean, it's not a bad choice.
No. I think that Schenn, to me, was the logical choice. I think that he is a veteran presence. He's a leader on this team, for sure.
And he plays
hard.
He plays, for us all, we talk about sometimes Blues hockey, where he'll drop a gloves when he needs to.
Yep.
He'll hit guys. He can still – that's not the only thing he can do. He can actually skate. You know, last year he had almost 60 points.
Yeah.
So, like, you know.
And the
like,
players seem to listen to him. And I think that's what you're looking for in a captain, is someone who's not just necessarily your best player, but someone who has the respect of the locker room.
To me, it's a – and this is not – because I thought he was still a pretty decent player at the time. Dallas Drake-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is fine, which is like the guy will go around and do stuff and all the little things, which is what you want. So
agreed.
Shen becomes the 24th captain. Falk, Pareko, and Thomas are going to be your assistants for all intents and purposes. Not shocked at any of those choices at all.
No. That's kind of what I figured.
You know, so having Shen in that role now, he's locked in for numerous years too, on top of that, for a contract, and was voted the third worst contract in the NHL according to the Athletic.
Braden Shen?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't see it, but
worse than the Pareko deal?
Pareko was number two, which is hilarious.
I was gonna say.
So it was kind of funny that they both had that distinction on the Athletic summer, one of the articles I had this summer. And then
who's number one then?
I had to look it up. I don't have it. It might have been, I don't think it was Skinner for a long time, but I think since he had a decent year last year.
Yeah. So Blues have two of the top three worst deals. Wow.
According to all the like, you know, fancy stats and stuff.
I disagree on the Shen deal. The Pareko deal does not look good right now.
Yeah. Which we talked about this Pareko thing at length, but like if he has the proper guy next to him, I think that 6.5 will look great.
Sure.
Problem is you gotta have that guy next to him, which if you're getting paid that type of money, you shouldn't need that guy next to you to make that. But anyway.
I agree.
So Blues got a bunch of games coming up. And once they get through this, the season starts October 10th. All right. What day are
season
you?
Season starts October 5th.
5th.
In Dallas.
5th? Really? That was a season schedule, if I can type on that. But let's see. A couple of preseason games coming up. They had a split squad game this week. One on this Tuesday. We're recording on the 24th of September, the 26th, the best day of the year. Best day of the year. And then October, let's see. Yeah, it's the 12th is when they start. The 5th they do start. That's a preseason game.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm. The 12th is when they start, and the 14th is when their home opener is officially.
Right on.
So, anyway, but yeah, so the Blues got a ways to go. We'll see what shakes out with these PTO deals. I think the Nick Ritchie one has a chance depending on how he plays.
Yeah.
I think well, you're pretty much set. We're going to go into our Blues preview. This is kind of like, hey, we're back kind of thing. So just kind of little odds and ends tying up, and then we'll do our big preview coming up in the coming weeks here. Probably it will be launched the day they start the home, they start regular season, which is the 12th. That's when you'll see the Blues preview hit your phones or laptops, and we'll go from there. But yeah, so I don't know. Anything else really?
No, I think that we've covered all of the off-season doings.
Yeah, all the like, little knickknack stuff. We're going to go and we'll dig into everything closer. Like, we kind of dug into some of the stuff already, so. All right, we'll wrap it up there. If you get a hold of us on the socials or on the Twitter/X, whatever you want to call it, it's at Blues Hockey NHL.
At Hossapalooza.
If you want to get a hold of us on Facebook or Instagram, it's Blues Hockey Podcast. It's the same as for Threads as well, so go ahead and check us out there. While you're there, you can especially on the Instagram, we'll have a lot of different tabs on there now, so you'll be able to find a bunch of different things about where to find us. One of the ones that find us and listen to us is obviously Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher used to be there, Amazon Music, any of the podcasting apps that are out there, go ahead and find us there. Before we get out of here, I want to thank all our sponsors who are re-upping again this year. So first off, we'll go Rockstar Tacos down there in the hill. Will and Rebecca, nice as always.
So amazing.
Yeah. Really great stuff. Got some stuff. I have a pile of stuff here to do and do giveaways they gave us. So we'll do something with the season starting. Thanks to them for always supporting us. If you go in there, actually, you find a couple of our stickers on random things around the place. So kind of nice. So 4916 Shaw Avenue, Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 10. Check them out on all the socials, or at least Facebook and Instagram for sure. Mostly Facebook. Mostly. But check that out. So secondly, Lucky Lola's. So Lucky Lola's has, one, they have the jalapeno sweet heat. Number two, they have...
Oh, fellas, we're getting to the end of summer. Fall's approaching. It's time to rub that salmon a couple more times while you can still get some good salmon rubbing in.
And it's good as always. So make sure you check them out. Check all the socials out, Lucky Lola's. And their stuff is at Kenrick's. I saw it there today. Fresh Time and Schnucks. So check those three places out for all their products. And check out their socials to find it in any other spots. Last but not least, Alter State Comics. They are over here over in Manchester. The guys over there, Brandon and the guys, are really great. Thanks to them once again for re-upping their support with the podcast.
Thanks for my pull list.
Yep. And then, if you need to go get some comics, go there. A lot of Funko Pops.
Yeah.
A ton of Funko Pops. We'll have a bunch of different other items over there. Working on something with them that I'll be announcing with our Blues preview.
Cool.
So something you can get when you go to Alter State Comics. So go check them out. Look them up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And then check them out over in Manchester. So that's about it. I think we're just going to roll with that for now. And then, the short little one to get you guys partially ready for our big preview.
We like to call it tease.
And we'll go with that. Chris knows all about that from last night. So
indeed.
Yeah, well, you can check Chris's socials out that you just said.
Or don't.
Or don't.
Either way, you've been warned. There's things that you can't unsee.
We'll leave it there. Thanks for listening, guys.
See ya.